Isn't it amazing how the Word of God stirs such a freedom, such a joy? You know, that God's Word is the same as His integrity. You actually can't separate the two. God is integrity. His Word is integrity. And the Word of God says in Job 4, it says that your confidence is in the fear of the Lord and the integrity of your actions. Wow. That gives you hope. And as we understand without a shadow of a doubt that every word that comes across this network, it holds the weight of God's integrity. And you can trust His Word because you trust Him. And from doing that, the outcome is always going to be joy and it's going to be hope. Do you know, I love the scripture. I found it in the Psalms and I found it in Hebrews chapter 1 as well. It's actually referring to Jesus and it's saying, because you love righteousness and you delight in integrity, God, your God, speaking to Jesus, your God. Do you know what He's done? He has anointed you with the oil of joy and gladness far above and beyond that of your fellow companions. Jesus loves righteousness. He delights in the integrity of His Word, and He is the Word. And so the whole time while you have been with us, we don't even know what your day has been like or your night has been like, but if you've had this channel on continuously, you would have the integrity of God visit your home. You've had His joy come into your home. You've had His hope come into your home. You've had Jesus, the Word of God, come into your home. And enjoy Him. Delight yourself in Him. And He will anoint you, just as He is, with the oil of joy and gladness, far above and beyond all of your companions. The mark of someone who is walking in the integrity of the Word of God and delights themselves in it is joy. Joy. Oh, joy unspeakable and full of His glory. Just open your heart and enjoy His Word. Enjoy being lost in worship. We have set these hours aside just for Him. And has it been a feast of joy? That's exactly what it's been. And we believe with everything that is within us that that joy has come not only into your home, but into your heart. And that as you have received and embraced the Word with everything that is in you, you will never be the same again. But there will be evidence, fruit of what that Word is doing now and continually will be doing in your life. This is where the Holy Spirit does what the Holy Spirit does best. He makes Himself real to you. Jesus manifests Himself to you. Enjoy every moment. Soak it in. Feast on His goodness. You will see the mark of it. There will be the evidence of it. Hallelujah.